This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Midos, Per Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Uchloinosois shel Erez. These are beams of Erez, it's strong wood, cedar wood. Hayukvu mikosle shel Heiko, lekosle shel Ulo. We're standing by the entranceway to the Heichel, which is the Ulam, and we're talking about the Koisel HaMizrochi of the Heichel, and the beam was attached to the wall. Remember that the Shar went up 40 Amis, but the walls of the Heichel were much higher, we'll see soon, and because of that, there's a Chashash that there needs to be a support beam. And the Mishnah says, Kidei Shelo Yivat, in order that nothing should be shaken, nothing should fall. So the part of the support over here was this klunosoyes shalez, doesn't say how many, but there were beams that were supporting between the koysel ha'ulam and the koysel ha'echel. There's an interesting kasha that the Mefarshim grapple with over here, and that is that using a wooden beam l'chayra should violate the iser of being neitea eitz. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's no such thing as the structure being made of eitz, because it's derech netiyah eitz. So some of the Mefarshim say it's not derech netiyah because the beam was lying down. An eitz would stand up. So you can't put a beam of wood into the ground like a tree, but it's not like a tree because it's lying flat. Others taina, you look at the Mefarshim over here, is that the beam was mitzupa kesef. So it's klunsoy shaleres alts the strength shaboy, but la maisa, it didn't have the appearance of eitz. Well, that's not a problem. Mishnah says, "V'shashu shel zava yikvun b'tikras ha'ulam." There were chains of gold that were kavua from the ceiling of the ulam, and they came out until the floor. Shebehem pirche kuhuna oilin v'royin esu atoros. They would look at the decorations that were on the koisel ha'mizrochi of the heichel, facing the inside of the heichel, and they're called atoros. They were chaloinos atoros, which means that they're like, they're called chaloinos because they're wide, and they're bederech atoros in the sense that they're rounded domes made of zov, and there were tziurim of kesem and zov on them. This is where the Rishonim explain it. The pashtus is that the Kana were climbing up to be nena. This was their way to see these kippos, these atoros on the wall of the heichel. Why is there no mi'ilon looking up and climbing and being nena? So that's why the Rosh says that no, they were climbing up to be boidik if any of them needed tikkunim. And these atoros were iturim for the heichel that were given. They mention in the pasuk in Zechariah, and the Mishnah brings shenema va'atoros tia lechelam ulatovia uliyadayu lechem ben tzvanya lezikorin beheichel Hashem. Probably the first place where you have a mention, like a name of somebody who was menadav something for the Beis Medrash. Do you have it over here? Mishnah continues gefen shel zov hoisem medes al pischa shel heichel. There was a tziur of kilu, a cluster of grapes. That was al pischa shel heichel. Pischa shel heichel means mamish by the entranceway to the heichel. It was there, of course, lenoy. Why? Kegefen, there should be a brach of a klai yisol is nimshalo legefen, Dovin HaMelech compares. Now, what's interesting is the Mefarshim bring down, it's based on a Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Tes. Really, it's Yerushalmi speaks it out, and also in Yuma, that Shloimeh HaMelech was able to plant a Gefen Shel Zov that produced Peir Shel Zov. We have no idea what that means. It produced every year a crop of Peir Shel Zov. Shloimeh HaMelech, the Chochmosa, he controlled all the forces of nature. The Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, they didn't have this. So they put over there Gefen Shel Zov, Bimkoim the Gefen Shel Shloimeh HaMelech. It was a pale imitation, they put it up. Umudla gabi klinosois, and it was the branches of a gefen need to be wound around. They were wound around the klunsois that were pashtus, it means the klunsois that we mentioned already. Or there were other klunsois over there, pashtus. It's not, it's in the entrance to the heichel. It's not between the beam, it's not attached to the beam that goes between the wall of the Heichal and the wall of the Ulam. So l'chor, that means that there were other beams over there, and again, like in every vineyard, you have to have poles where the vine winds around. Kol mishum snadev ola oy gargar eshkol. Times the second basin, which didn't produce gufanim shel zov. So they replaced sometimes, not only replaced, people gave the davos, they would bring it, maybe the toilet bar. Now, of course, if Yisrael would be menadev, he wouldn't be able to hang it up himself. Even though the Lashon is maybe v'toylaba, he would have to give it to a kohen. Even the kohen could only go in b'shas avayda. So when he went in b'shas avayda, he would be toyla on the gefen, the gargur, the eshkol that he's bringing, the grape or the tesefis of another cluster. Amar Rabbi Lezber of Tzadik, ma'isahoy v'nimno ala shloish me'as kahanim. This is a Lashon that's used in Chazal sometimes, b'der guzma. Let's say it says there were 300 Kehanim that carried the Parah, because it wasn't 300 Kehanim. Why Chazal used that Lashon? It's a good question. Chazal, of course, even when they're saying B'der Kuzma, every word is laden with meaning. This is the Lashon of Chazal. Shloish Me'as Kehanim, to say how heavy it was, that they needed 300 Kehanim Kiviyochel to move the Gefen. Maybe they had to clean, or maybe there were some repairs that had to be made. They need 300 Kehanim to move the Zov that was on the Geffen to a different location. It shows how heavy it was, how laden it was. Okay, this is the end of Perek Gimel. Perek Dal continues straight away into the Heichel. Pischa shel Heichel govay esu mama v'rochbay esu amos. The 40 amos by 20 is the Pesach Ha'ulam. The Pesach of the Heichel was daimed to the other Sha'arim, where the Mishnah earlier said that all Sha'arim in the Beis HaMikdash were Esrim with a width of 10. The Arbat Losa Soyloi, Shtaim Bifnim Ushtaim Bachutz, was a double set of doors. Shenema at a Pasuk, Shtaim Losas Lahechel Lakodish. Loshna the Pasuk Lahechel Lakodish means there were doors that went into the Heichel, and there were doors that went into the Kodish. The Kodish is the Tzad Apnim, the Tzad Yoisim Akudish. And the Heichel is the Tzad HaChutz. Mepharshim explained that the thickness of the doorway was 6 amos. The two doors that were the Chitzonios would be Niftoches L'toich HaPesach L'chasis Obyos Shel HaKoisel. The outer doors covered over the side when they were opened up. They opened to cover the walls, which were the walls of the entrance to the Heichel. The actual thickness of the wall was 6. One was left open because that's the mezuzah, the actual doorway. The door is on a hinge. So the door pulled back on the hinge, covered over 5, but the one that was the mezuzah, the actual doorway itself, the outer part of the doorway, that is, where you would call the mezuzah, which is why we call it the mezuzah, it's over there. V'apnimius niftochois, the ones that were inner, on the inner at the end of the 6, opened up inside the Heichel, L'toich HaBayis, they opened up into the Heichel itself, L'chasois Achad Losois, the part of the wall that was behind the doors. And the Mishnah says that because of this, Shekol HaBayis, the Mishnah says that Shekol, Kilu, that's the reason why. L'chari, you have to read it, this is the result of. The walls were covered with Zov, because it has to be Mechusa Bezov. However, there was no need to cover Bezov, the place where the door was open. When the Avodah was being done, at the beginning of the day, the Dlosos of the Heichel were opened up. That being said, there was no need to cover over that place, Bezov, alt covered of the Heichel, because it was covered by the doors anyways. Shekol HaBayis Tuach was covered Bezov, Chutz Me'achar HaDlosos, behind the Dlosos. No din the wall Be'etzim, is a din alts the Yoifi. If it's covered over, there's no need to put the Zov in that place. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he brings a Deir Chelekes, how this worked. The doors that were Pnimi and Chitzonis were both in the doorway itself. Ukimin itzteram mita hoyu. You know exactly what the Taich is. What this means is, each door was foldable. That means instead of the door being a flat door in the Tanakhama, we had a door that was 5 amos. When pushed against the wall, it covered over the whole width of the wall. Here, in Beshitzer Yehuda, we have a door that's really 2 pieces of wood, And the two pieces of wood fold. So think of it as each door, the door on the inner part of the Pesach HaHeichel, which is mamish by the Heichel, and the part at the outer side of the doorway of the Heichel, which is next to the Ulam, each one with a V shape because it was foldable, collapsible. They're nikpolos lacharem. They fold against each other. Elu shnei amis v'mechza. They fold and they take up 2.5 amis. Ve'elu shnei amis u'mechza. They take up 2.5 amis. Chatzi amim mezuzim mikan. There's a half an amma for the doorway on the outer part. Chatzi amim mezuzim mikan, half. So they both hold that the thickness of the doorway was 6. The shaila was it 5 plus 1 empty, or was it 2.5 and 2.5 folded into the doorway with a half an amma here and a half an amma there? Shenema, u'shtayim dlosos l'dlosos, 2 doors for each of the doors. Shtayim musabos dlosos. Musabos over here means folded against each other. Shtayim l'dalos echos, u'shtay dlosos l'acheres. Poshim point out, l'cheres poshut. This is the way you have to read the pasuk. Shtayim musabos dlosos, 2 of them are folded against each other. That's what the pasuk means. Shtayim l'dalos echos means 2 of them for 1 door. So what you have to say is, the Mepharshim say, look at the Malbim over there in Yecheskel, that there are chalokim of the Chazoin of Yecheskel that are only shaykh to Bayis Shlishi. This is the way the dloss are going to be in the Bayis Shlishi, but that's not the way it was in the Bayis Sheni. They had a Messiah, not that way.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.